Welcome, everybody. This is Roger Bauer, and I'm joined today by my good friend, Sean Remington. And Sean is one of my first ever search engine optimization clients. In fact, he was the first one. And Sean's got a lot of interesting things to share with you today. And first off, Sean, welcome.
Thank you very much, Roger. Appreciate it.
And talk a little bit about kind of how you got into... First, let me back up. Sean is a real estate professional in the Albuquerque, New Mexico market. And Sean, go ahead and tell people kind of how you got started, because I think it's an interesting story as to how you got into real estate and the steps that you took, and you weren't always in the real estate market. So.
Oh, thank you. You know, I was a salesperson for a hotel chain, and I was traveling 2 weeks out of my when I had Taylor. Today she's 6 years old, but at that time, newborn.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
And, well, not today, literally, but...
okay. Sorry about that.
Thank you. I just hit a wall thinking, you know, I'm traveling too much. I'm on the fast track to divorce. So I decided, you know, something had to change. Gave my resignation and decided to, you know, jump in headfirst into real estate. It was challenging being that, you know, I have been quite often the youngest in whatever field I'm in, and that was no different in real estate. So when I started, I, you know, got quite a bit of skepticism that you'll never make it. How could somebody ever trust someone as young as you? There's no way you could possibly have experience. So it was a challenge getting started, but really plugged hard and worked very, very hard. And that first year in business, the first full calendar year was 2005. In that year, I broke the record for the City of Albuquerque Board of Realtors. And I'm really proud of this because we worked hard. My wife and I took a lot of sacrifices that first year. I sold $11.3 million in sales.
Wow.
And has yet surpassed my first year's production in their first year in the area. So that's essentially the quick scoop on how I got started. It's been uphill from there, and it's been a fantastic journey.
Right. I would say that would put the naysayers in their place. $11.3 million. That's awesome. Talk about, let's segue into some advertising and marketing stuff. What other advertising and marketing strategies have you tried before over the last, I guess, four or five years? Which ones have worked the best and which ones have been total duds?
Okay. You know, I'll start with which ones worked the best, and that was internet marketing.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, the internet. Someone can sit in their jammies at 2 a.m. On the other side of the country dreaming about their relocation to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hmm.
And they can hop online and have everything they want at their fingertips when they want. So I first started with building a website, www.nmhomesonline.com.
All right, so we had a little technical glitch there that we've got ironed out. Sean, you were getting ready to talk about some of the advertising and marketing strategies you've tried over the last 3 to 5 years, and you were starting to talk about the internet being very powerful for your business. Kind of mm-hmm. pick up from there and roll with that.
Well, first I started with building a real captivating looking site. However, you know, I quickly realized, well, what good is it that it's very user friendly and pretty and all this if nobody finds it? So that's when I hooked up with you. I actually was searching online and somehow just was blessed to have come across your information, and you have done amazing things for SEO and website optimization to get the traffic into the site. As far as on the flip side, you said which ones were total duds.
Mm-hmm.
print advertising.
Right.
you know, when I started in real estate, I had the sales representative for Local Homes magazine, you know, pound my door down and say, well, you know, the only way that you'll be successful with this is longevity if people regularly see your page in the magazine. So I signed a 3-year contract.
Oh,
every
wow.
other month I was on the, one of my properties was on the front cover of the magazine. And I had the pretty color page and everything. And then when it finally expired, I was doing my business plan, and I thought to myself, well, okay, let's take a look. How much did I spend on this, and how much did I make from it? Let's see. Okay, I spent around $1,200 a month on this nice-looking magazine. Let's see. How many houses did I sell because of it? None.
Oh, my God. So it was $1,200 a month.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
So,
and you were there for 3 years?
I was there for 3 years, exactly.
So that worked out to be, what's that work out to be?
1200 was the average. It would go up and down because every other month one of my properties was on their front cover. So those months were higher, and then, you know, when it didn't have that, it was lower. But it averaged out to 1200.
So you spent about $43,000 over a 3-year period on this magazine stuff.
Oh, you didn't have to put it to me that way.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to help people get a grasp of this, because I've talked with other real estate agents and professionals, and you guys, to your credit, you try a lot of different things, and there's a lady here locally who's tried those shopping cart ads where you got the little...
You're
front of
pounded my door down, too. I haven't said yes, though.
Right, and she's done the whole public transportation bus stop... the little gazebo or whatever that people see your ad there, or they have the bench that she's put her ad there, and she said the same thing, that she's told me she spent as much as $3,500 a month on some of this stuff, and she's not seeing anything in return for it either. So it's not just
sure.
you. I'm not trying to.
Oh, and I have a few others, a handful of others that you know you try, and you know, like the. For example, I at one point hired one of the top national chains agents was offering some sort of a coaching program, and that they'd help you get to achieving significantly higher numbers and such. $10,000 up front, and you know,
wow.
paid it, and then that did absolutely nothing for me, with the exception of their internet technology person, when he happened to be in my office, figured out how to get my Apple computer, which was brand new, you know, to work correctly.
Right.
I could have had a computer guy from Geek Squad or something, but oh well, that's the only value I reaped off that. And there was definitely a whole bunch of others, but the internet has really been where it's at, and I've shifted in even my listing presentations when I meet with sellers. I have had the ones ask me, well, do you put us in that magazine?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have never lost a listing thus far over my being brutally honest with them to say, you know what, Joe Seller, Jane Seller, whatever, I have tried that, and I found that it did not work, and I tell them my story about 3 years, every other month, the front cover. So what I did was I stopped throwing my money away on that, and I started to put it where it's working and
mm-hmm.
where it's at now, which is the internet. And you'll notice that if you search Albuquerque Real Estate, my site always comes up on the first page, often in first placement, but if not second.
Mm-hmm.
It is far more important in today's changing marketplace to have that internet exposure than to have your property listed in that magazine at the grocery store shelf where, you know, you call and the property has already sold by that point, and it's not up-to-date real-time information either.
Mm-hmm. So you find that your clients appreciate the fact that you have a front-page listing that's consistently there and that they're gaining a lot of exposure where people are going today
mm-hmm.
to find properties.
Of course, it's a numbers game. I explain it to them that, you know, the more my job is to increase your position of probability, Joe Seller, and the more people who are exposed to your property, the higher your chances are of that doorknob turning, and the more that doorknob turns, the higher your position of probability is of receiving an offer.
Mm-hmm.
So, absolutely, they get that.
Now, we haven't talked about this specifically, but do you have any statistics or numbers that show that your higher-ranking website is producing a significant ROI to you?
Well, I'm going to pick on December when most agents in my market were, you know, coughing for air and gasping for business and saying things are drying up. Oh, the winter's so tough. 'Cause it is somewhat of a seasonal marketplace where I live. And, you know, that month from my website, I sold one house for $1 million even, another one for $205,000. And so that month, it was $1.2 million in sales directly from my website. Those were not the only sales that I had all year from the internet, from my website. So you can imagine that just that one month has certainly paid for over and over again the cost to build the site and optimize the site. And then all of the other months, you know, certainly are gravy.
Right, and that's during probably one of the worst months out of the season, I would imagine, is December, or, you know, the colder months. People aren't necessarily looking at houses as much. Let's back up to before you and I crossed paths. I know that we talked at the beginning, and you had some, I don't want to say misgivings going into it, but you were a little bit skeptical. Would that be fair to say?
Oh, yeah. You want to know why?
Yeah.
You know, when I looked at search engine, first off, realtors are over-solicited, especially when you're, you know, producing decent numbers. Your phone, your cell phone rings off the hook with people that will say, oh, I can get you in the top placement of Google. Oh, I can do this, I can do that. And it's smoke and mirrors and kind of stuff. And so there's just... you know, unfortunately, with search engine optimization, I quickly realized that there's more people that you can't trust than there are than that you can trust. And how do you find those few, the few good ones that will actually follow through and do what they say they will and reap you value for what you're spending with them?
Right.
And so, absolutely, I was very skeptical. The reason why I chose you was because... I was sending emails to various sources, and I was, you know, some of them would come back and very criticize my site and say, "Oh, you have too much flash on it. Your site is terrible. You have to take it down completely. Oh, you'll have to change your domain name." And then others that just sounded too. You know, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Oh, absolutely. We can get you to the top of Google tomorrow.
Right.
And, you know, so I didn't really want to lean, you know, too far left or too far right. I kind of wanted to go in the middle. And when you responded, I remember you saying, we can do this. It is going to take some time. It won't happen overnight. It will take, you know, around 6 months or so to really get good results. And we have to, you know, for the different search engines to crawl the internet and such. But we can get there, and one building block at a time. I propose that we do it. Yes, you do have flash on your site, but if we outweigh it with organic content, organic matter on the site, there's ways to overcome it. So, in other words, you gave me not the yes-no answer, you gave me the how-can-we-get-there answer. And I was very impressed with that. It seemed very realistic.
Well, I don't know if I've ever shared this with you before, but I was at the beginning, I was even a little bit skeptical that some of this stuff was going to work because it had worked for my own sites. But, you know, I'd never taken somebody else's site into my own hands to try to get it up to the top of the search rankings. And to be honest, back when I did my own, I don't even know where I came from. I mean, I know with your site, you were around 520-something. I think it was 524 or 527 in Google for Albuquerque Real Estate. And it took about 3 months until you got up. I think we got you to the second page by the third month. And then that fourth month is when you started to appear on the front page around number 10, number 9. You fluctuated there for a while. Mm-hmm. And then another month or so, that's when you got up into that top three. And then... finally got you to the number one position and stayed there for 14 months, 16 months, something like that. So, mm-hmm. And I can share with people the traffic increase overall from search engines was 614% and 1,571% on Google alone. So,
wow.
Yeah, that was, I don't know if I ever shared with you that I was a little bit skeptical on the front end, but I thought I had a pretty good strategy and plan for going about it, and I've gotten solicited too. I mean, I still get those today, which it cracks me up that search engine optimization firms tell me the same stuff they were telling you. Oh, your website sucks. You need to start over from scratch. And, you know, they want to get you on this $10,000 contract so they can rebuild your website. And it's, I'm like, guys, you didn't do your homework. If you did, if you searched, you would see that I'm, you know, I'm in a good position. I don't need your help or guidance, but.
And then, you know, for me, it was somewhat offensive because I had worked for, you know, a couple of years to build that site out, to write the organic content, to just take a hatchet to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's like telling somebody their baby's ugly. You know, you can't you can't do that. And that's one thing that I found through my own stuff, because the first website I had was 100% Flash, and that you know, that wasn't going to rank on its own very well unless I did some pretty heavy-duty link building and things like that. But I figured if I could get that site into the top 20, then a regular site like yours, and that would be no problem. So that's kind of the backstory to share with people. Let's talk about if you had one piece of advice for fellow small business owners about internet marketing, what would it be?
Well, go with a trusted source, and I'd have to add to that, that it takes money to make money. I come across in my industry in real estate, new agents pound my door down as, you know, as the top producer at my firm. They constantly are wandering in my office and saying, how do we get there? How do we get to the level that you are? And I tell so many of them the same thing, and I think only one has actually listened. And that's that, you know, get a website, get going, you know, get with technology. It's where the industry is going. And oftentimes the reason why most of them don't listen is they say, oh, that's too expensive. And they hear, you know, if they ask me, what do you spend per month on your website? And they hear the number and they fall over in their chair and say, that's too expensive. I can't do that. In the face of value, cost is never an issue. And what that means is, who cares if I am paying, you know, $1,500, $2,000 a month for everything around my website, the SEO optimization, the hosting, whatever. Do you think I care at the end of the year if, because of that website, you know, I had gross commission income of around $200,000 just off of my internet sales? You know, so in the face of value, cost is never an issue.
Right. And I think you've shared a lot with people today in terms of what not to do with the magazine thing, and also some of the benefits that people can have from a higher-ranking website. I really appreciate you sharing that with everybody. How would somebody find out more about you and kind of what you're into today and that sort of thing?
Well, thank you. I've created a... kind of a very basic website called www.seanremington.com. Very creative, isn't it?
Hey, it's your name. You got to get your name.
You have to spell my name correct, and even if you spell it incorrect, I've probably bought that domain name and had it re-steered there anyway.
Right.
And that's basically a faceboard where you could take a look at, you could meet me on Twitter, on Facebook, you could visit my Albuquerque real estate website, the one that you have helped me tremendously with. I'm constructing a new site specifically for Rio Rancho, another city within my marketplace, just to specialize in that, which I'll be in touch with you once I'm ready to take it to another level. I've got to build it out first. But that would be the very best place to get all of my contact information, learn about my background, is www.seanremington.com.
And then you've got your corporate website, which is nmhomesonline.com, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Sean, I want to thank you again for taking the time out to chat with me today and share with people your experience with this, and especially sharing the skepticism, because I think a lot of people share that, and it's good to know that, you know, other people are in the same boat that you're in you were in back then, and that there are trustworthy people. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but at the same time, I mean, it's there are a lot of snake oil salesmen out there, and there are a lot of people mm-hmm. that will promise you the moon day in and day out that, frankly, don't know what they're doing, and they will take that approach of let's go slam somebody's website so that mm-hmm. way we can make ourselves either look good or, you know, we can make them feel like we've got them in a position of vulnerability. And
well, you have my trust and definitely my highest endorsement.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, anything else you want to share with people or?
Not at this moment, no. Nothing
okay.
else pops to mind. I think we've given some pretty good tips on internet marketing. And to find out more, I'm sure they'll contact you.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Sean, I appreciate it. And we'll definitely chat again soon.
Thank you very much, Roger.
All right. See ya.